Hello, podcast family. I trust you had a super splendid early day. This is me welcoming you to 2022. Irrespective of how 2021 went, we are optimistic and hopeful for a glorious 2022 because we have the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. All right, welcome to another episode of Parenting Corner, where we share salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. This is your beautiful host, Oluwakwelumi Janet. On this week's episode, I want to answer our various questions on what went wrong with our corner, what happened to our host, and what's all that. First of all, I think I should appreciate everyone that took out time to ask questions, to check up on me, to know what's going on and all that. I really appreciate that. I ask that the Lord bless us. Well, it's a very long one. It's a very long story. But this week's episode, I really want to address our question and talk about what really went wrong. Yeah, it's like I said, it's a very long story, but I'll try to sum it up. I'll try to summarize it. Alright, so last year came with several bumper rides for me. Yeah, thank God for last year actually. But last year had several tons of events and transitions in my life. You know, I do not immediately adjust to any major change in my life. Like when something happens, when something major it changed, like let's say change in plan, a change in how would I put it now? I don't like a transition. For instance, let me give an example. It's not me now. Transitioning to motherhood, transitioning to parenthood, and all of those stuff. So I do not really easily adjust to transitioning. Like I take my time to try to process things and like, okay, how am I supposed to react in this particular situation and all that. So I do not immediately adjust to major change in my life. And last year I had about four of them. A whooping four. And when one face is coming to an end, as if another one is just coming up. I had about four transitioning like in my life, and each of them threw me into a state whereby I was just trying to get adjusted, trying to get above the waters, and trying to just sort things out and figure things out. So podcasting, blogging, YouTubing, and all of those stuff were really very difficult for me to keep up with. I had to struggle. At the time I was struggling to do those things, and at the time I just had to cut it out because it was really, really getting to me. There were times I tried to dust it off and just, okay, let me just shoot, you know, let me just do what I've been doing before. But then I discovered that I was not yet ready for it. Well, those times have taught me to always trust and depend on God. Those times have exposed me to God's love and faithfulness. I've seen that God is really faithful, irrespective of what we find ourselves. Probably it's a storm. Probably it's something. It doesn't necessarily have to be a storm. It might be something good. For instance, the example I gave, motherhood. You know, it comes with its own expectation. It comes with its own, I don't want to use the word burden, but something like that. It comes to its own burden. And I've just learned to always cast every of these things on God. Every of these things on God. And I must say that we all go through several phases in life. And some of those phases come with their own challenges, of course. But in Christ, we get stronger. And that's what kept me going. Christ was the one that kept me going. Probably I would have lost it because they happened like back to back, back to back. But Christ indeed has been the one that's been there for me. He has been the one that's... It's just the reason why I keep going, and that's why we are even back with this podcast. So I really might not know what anybody's going through, any one of my listeners right now. I don't know what you're going through. Maybe just last year wasn't really too good for you. Maybe things were not the way you expected it. I just want you to know that God has got you. God is with you. Just allow God into your space. Allow him to help you. I just want to assure you that he will come through for you. Yes, he will. You know, if anything that I've learned, I've just learned that God is faithful and it will always come through. It might seem as if, oh, it's taking time. It's, oh, I really want to. And people might actually say several things and say, oh, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with him? I just want you to keep holding on to God. Keep holding on to him because his promises are sure. All right, so that's that. That's all I would want to say. And that's the reason why we've just been on and off. And that's the reason why Parenting Corner has not been off. But now we are back by God's grace. I believe this 2022, God is going to help us. So Parenting Corner is back, and as God will help us, we'll be treating salient issues as it affects parenting from weeks to weeks, like we always do. We'll also continue with our Future Parent series, where we bring a parent to share their parenting journey with us. Do well not to miss any of those episodes. Do not miss them. I can assure you, with God on our side, that the episodes will be better than the ones we've had before. And if you've not listened to the previous episodes about about 40 episodes that we've had before. I mean, you need to grab on this and check on them, check on all those episodes, check all the episodes, listen to them. Sometimes when I get to listen to those episodes, I wonder where every of the things I said came from. It's actually God. It can only be God. We should not miss out on this opportunity. Let's check on the episode. Let's listen to them afresh. The interviews, the future parents series, and all other series on the podcast. Let's listen to them. And till next week, when we'll be discussing another interesting topic. Remain blessed. Bye.